Good afternoon. The pressure gradient continues to tighten between high pressure east of New England and a frontal system moving through the Great Lakes. As the pressure gradient tightens, the winds will only increase today out of the south. Already, winds are gusting up to 30 miles per hour, at times even to 40 miles per hour through the afternoon. The south wind is transporting in milder air, but also a batch of moisture. Already, we've seen widely scattered showers throughout the region, but the showers will become more numerous through the afternoon until it turns into a steadier rain later on toward evening. We could even hear a rumble of thunder or two as the frontal system itself passes through during the course of the evening hours. Temperatures out ahead of this front, though, will surge and reach the lower 60s on average for the rest of the day today. Showers will persist through the evening, maybe even a rumble of thunder, then some clearing overnight as lows drop back into the lower and middle 40s. Tomorrow, high pressure will build in and we'll enjoy a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a notch cooler, but still in the lower 60s before even milder air comes back our way for the day on Thursday. Still, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds, and the wind will begin to increase out of the south again as highs reach into the middle 60s. The next front will take a track similar to the one coming through today on Friday. As a result, a mix of sun and clouds, quite windy and very mild, with temperatures reaching into the lower 70s. There is the chance of a few more late-day showers and thunderstorms to round out the work week on Friday evening. More showers on Friday night into Saturday morning, then we'll dry it out on Saturday afternoon with a return to sunshine, although breezy and turning cooler. Highs on Saturday in the mid-50s, staying in the mid to upper 50s despite abundant sunshine on Sunday. And with more high pressure and sunshine on Monday, highs will rebound back toward 60 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the central and southern plains into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Moderate instability and weak inhibition associated with a stationary frontal zone will combine with moderate shear to produce semi-organized and sustained thunderstorms starting this afternoon. Isolated bouts of damaging wind could be the primary risk across the region, with marginally severe hail possible as well. Meanwhile, a new storm moving through the Rockies is producing another spring snowstorm. Winter storm warnings are in effect for the central Rockies and adjacent high plains, where 8 to 15 inches of snow is expected, with localized areas up to 12 to 18 inches of snow in parts of Wyoming. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 7 below zero at Burgess Junction, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy, breezy with showers and temperatures falling through the 50s during the afternoon. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 38, the record high, 91, set in 2012, and the record low, 22, in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:12 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:39 p.m., 13 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy today, with showers developing later this afternoon, and highs in the lower to mid-60s, though staying in the 50s across the mountains. More showers this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight, with lows in the upper 30s, 20s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds and windy today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm late this afternoon, highs in the mid to upper 60s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy today with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the lower 60s. More showers this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm late this afternoon and highs in the mid-60s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm late this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-60s. More showers, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 60s, partly sunny, breezy, and mild on Thursday in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds on Friday, windy and mild with a late-day shower or thunderstorm in the lower 70s. A morning shower Saturday, then increasing sun and breezy back into the mid-50s. Upper 50s with abundant sunshine on Sunday, and mostly sunny Monday with highs right around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayanos.